From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her British counterpart David Miliband are warning Iran that world leaders will not wait indefinitely for Iranian leaders to prove the country is not developing nuclear weapons.
We are speaking with a single voice and delivering a clear message to Iran. The international community will not wait indefinitely for evidence that Iran is prepared to live up to its international obligations.
Clinton was speaking in London as part of her five-day European tour on Pakistan. She and Miliband downplayed fears that the country's nuclear weapons could fall into terrorist hands, saying they have confidence in the Pakistani government. Militants there have launched a series of bold attacks, the latest coming on Saturday. They held hostages at Army headquarters for 22 hours before commandos stormed the building. At least 19 people died during the standoff. The debate over what to do next in Afghanistan spilled over to the Sunday television talk shows. The head of the Senate Intelligence Committee warns the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is in serious jeopardy. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says more U.S. troops are needed, but Senate Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin said now is not the time for that. He said the U.S. should focus on beefing up Afghan forces. Three bombings have rocked the Iraqi city of Ramadi in a province that was once the center of the insurgency. 22 people are dead and more than 60 wounded. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
First, a car bomb exploded inside the parking lot of Ramadi's police station. Then a suicide bomber, possibly riding a motorcycle, rammed into the growing crowd of police and rescue workers. The third blast occurred shortly afterward outside of Ramadi's main hospital, killing guards who prevented the suicide car bomb from breaching the gate. Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, was a center of militant attacks against Americans and the Iraqi government. It was later the birthplace of the Awakening, when Sunni Arab tribes turned against al-Qaeda. The U.S. military paid the tribal fighters, but that funding is now drying up as U.S. troops draw down. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Middle East envoy George Mitchell met again today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem before concluding his latest trip to the region as the administration tries to restart peace talks there.
We need to relaunch negotiations that can succeed as soon as possible. And that's been the focus of my trip and of my discussions.
But Mitchell gave no indication that peace talks will resume anytime soon. Thousands of gay rights activists marched in Washington, D.C. today. Many in the crowd carried rainbow flags and an array of signs, some demanding the right to get married or serve openly in the military. A few counter-protesters worked their way into the crowd, which stretched for several blocks. Police reported no clashes between the two groups. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Washington state are dealing with a massive landslide. The slide has shoved a quarter mile of highway into the Natchez River, forcing the river to find a new course and prompting fears of flooding. Washington State Public Information Officer Megan McFadden says dozens of people have been evacuated.
We have evacuated 50 to 60 people who live in and around the area of the landslide, which happened about 10 miles west of the town of Natchez.
No injuries have been reported, but the slide has heavily damaged one home. Several others have suffered water damage. The New York Yankees have completed a three-game sweep of their playoff series against the Minnesota Twins. The Yankees' victory sets up the American League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Angels, who earlier swept the Boston Red Sox. Hundreds turned out in Baltimore today to honor Edgar Allan Poe 160 years after his death. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
They came wearing everything from period Victorian clothing to sneakers and cutoffs, wearing their love for Poe's work on their faces. Kimberly Heidler drove in from York, Pennsylvania, wearing purple velvet to honor the man she says has inspired so many great writers.
He never got the funeral that he deserved, and so I think those of us who have become his fans want to appreciate him in an appropriately macabre fashion.
An historic hearse, drawn by horses, bearing a casket with a disturbingly realistic replica of Poe, was greeted by hundreds who then sat through a three-hour funeral. Speakers, played by actors, included horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, the mystery author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and even Alfred Hitchcock. Poe was buried in Baltimore after dying mysteriously in October of 1849. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.